إن الحمد لله
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah. We seek His assistance. We ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, there is no guide for him. I bear witness that there is no deity to be worshipped in truth except Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O mankind, fear your Lord that created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them both many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and respect the wombs that bore you. Indeed Allah is a raqib over you. Indeed Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and speak the truth, in order that He may forgive you of your sins and improve your condition. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'd. The most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the most evil of deeds are those newly invented matters in religion, and every newly invented matter in religion is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the hellfire. Inshallah, today we'll begin our first class on the purification of the soul. We'll be beginning with takfir of dhunub, or the atonement for sins. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in an authentic hadith, قال الله تعالى من علم أني ذو قدرة على مغفرة الذنوب غفرت له ولا أبالي ما لم يشرك بي شيئا. Al-Albani put this hadith in the Sahih al-Jami al-Saghir wa ziyadatuhu, and there he mentions the people who collected the hadith. This hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever knows that I have the ability to forgive sins, then I will forgive him, and it doesn't make me any difference, so long as he doesn't commit shirk, so long as he doesn't ascribe any partners to me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith Qudsi explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that He is the one who forgives the sins. And it's just on us to know that He forgives the sins for Him to forgive our sins. So let's know from the very beginning. We have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that forgives sins. And if we know that He forgives sins, then He's the one that forgives the sins. Inshallah, in this lesson and in the coming lessons, we're going to detail, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Quran and the Sunnah, those things where Allah and His Messenger are saying that whoever does such and such or says such and such, then he will have his sins forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, as he says, say, O my servants who have transgressed the bounds with themselves, don't despair of my mercy, I forgive all sins, and Allah is the Ghafoor Rahim, the forgiving, the merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse in Surah Az-Zumar number 53 that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins, and that we should never despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the one that forgives all the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an exception, as was mentioned in the hadith, on forgiving the sins. As he says in another ayah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushrika bi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha wa man yushrik billahi faqad dhalla dhalalan mubeena. This ayah is in Surah An-Nisa number 116. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse that indeed Allah will not forgive that you ascribe partners to him. Allah will not forgive you if you commit shirk, but he will forgive everything other than shirk for whoever he pleases, and whoever commits shirk, then he has gone far astray. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he has let us know that he will forgive all of our sins, he made an exception that shirk won't be forgiven, and that shirk that won't be forgiven is the intentional shirk that a person commits when he knows better. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءُونَ وَخَيْرُ خَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. That all of the children of Adam are sinners, and the best of the sinners are the repenters. So we know first that Allah is the one that forgives the sins, and he forgives all of the sins except shirkum billah. And he tells us that all of us commit sins, and the best of the ones that commit sins are the ones that repent. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran when he says, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةِ. That if Allah was to make us accountable, or make the people accountable for what, from the wrongdoing that they did, he wouldn't leave anyone on the earth walking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this verse, all of us are guilty, and all of us commit sins, and we wrong ourselves, and that if he wanted to hold us accountable, there wouldn't be anybody left. So we should take this as advice to be among those people who seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek his repentance, because we should know that each and every one of us is guilty and we commit sins, and we have a need to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just wanted to stop a minute on this exception that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made on forgiving sins, which is shirkum billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us many times in the Quran not to commit shirk with him, as he says in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 36, وَعَبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, worship me, worship Allah, and don't ascribe any partners with him, and be kind to your parents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always adds, or most of the time he adds, when he tells us to worship Allah and don't ascribe any partners with him, he adds, and be kind to our parents. So it's very important for us also to be kind to our parents, as we don't commit shirkun with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says an authentic hadith, which is Bukhari and Muslim, showing the severity of shirkun billah, as he says, اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات الشرك بالله, being the first one of the seven. The Prophet ﷺ says, stay away from the seven things that will destroy you. The first one he mentioned, shirk billah, committing shirk with Allah. Another narration which is in Tabarani al-Kabir, and the hadith is also sahih, the Prophet ﷺ says, اجتنبوا الكبائر السبع, الشرك بالله. Stay away from the seven major sins, and he began with, الشرك بالله. So the Prophet ﷺ is showing the importance of staying away from shirk بالله, and that is one of the seven major sins. Rather, it's the first of the seven major sins, and it's the first of the seven things that will destroy a person. The Prophet ﷺ also says, قال الله تعالى أن أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك من عمل عملا أشرك فيه معي غيري تركته وشركه. The Prophet ﷺ says that Allah Ta'ala says, I am free from having a partner, and whoever does a deed committing shirk with me in that deed, then I will leave him alone and his shirk alone. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that Allah is free from the shirk, and he has no need for anyone to ascribe partners in him. لا إله إلا هو. The Prophet ﷺ says in another hadith, كل ذنب عسى الله أن يغفره إلا من مات مشركا أو قتل مؤمنا متعمدا. And this hadith is authentic, and it's reported by Imam Abu Dawood, and also Imam Ahmad, and Al-Nasa'i, and Al-Hakim. The Prophet ﷺ is telling us in this hadith that every sin that is committed, Allah, perhaps Allah will forgive it. And usually when perhaps is related to Allah, that perhaps Allah may do something, that means that Allah will do that thing. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that every sin, Allah, perhaps Allah may forgive it, except for the one who dies as a mushrik. So this shirk has to be stayed away from if we are to have our sins forgiven, because Allah will forgive everything except the greatest sin, shirkun billah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith showing the importance of staying away from shirk, لا تشرك بالله شيئا وإن قطعت وحركت. Don't commit shirk with Allah even if your body parts were cut off or even if you were burnt. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, don't commit shirk. Even if our body parts would be cut up and even if we were burnt, we shouldn't commit shirk billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that hadith is in Ibn Majah. Beginning with the first thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that will forgive our sins, it's al-Islam. That to accept Islam, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that to accept Islam, to embrace Islam, to live your life in Islam, is the first thing that will have all your sins forgiven. This Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in His Quran when He says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, that indeed the religion with Allah is Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا, that this day I have completed, perfected your religion and completed my favor to you, and I have chosen for you Islam as a religion. This Islam that is with Allah, this Islam that is the perfect religion that has been chosen for us, this is the Islam that will forgive our sins. And anyone who doesn't accept this Islam will never have his sins forgiven. Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبَتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That whoever desires a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be among the losers. So this Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called the people, humanity, to enter and embrace wholeheartedly, as he tells us in the Quran, أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً, enter into Islam wholeheartedly. that this Islam that we have entered into wholeheartedly, inshallah ta'ala, that entering into Islam and living our lives as Muslims in Islam is that which forgives us of our sins. As we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, verses 30 and 39, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ وَإِنْ يَعُودُوا فَقَدْ مَضَتْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in these verses, rather he commands us in these verses to say to those people who are kafirs, if you stop that kufr, that disbelief in Allah, Allah will forgive you for what you have previously done. And if you return back to that kufr, then it is the way of the people before. It's the sunnah of Allah that some people won't accept Islam, that they will remain on that kufr that they are on. And Allah goes on to say, and fight them until there is no more fitna, until there is no more shirk in the land. That fitna here is referring to shirk. And to fight them until there is no more fitna, no more shirk, and that the deen is all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they stop, then indeed Allah knows what they do. He is basir on what they do. He sees what they do. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to tell the disbelievers, the kuffar, the mushrikun, if you stop that shirk, then Allah will forgive you. So entering into Islam, as based on these ayahs, entering into Islam will have your sins forgiven. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا أَسْلَمَ الْعَبْدُ فَحَسَنَ إِسْلَامُهُ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ كُلَّ حَسَنَةٍ كَانَ أَزْلَفَهَا وَمَحِيَتْ عَنْهُ كُلُّ سَيِّئَةٍ كَانَ أَزْلَفَهَا ثُمَّ كَانَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الْقِصَاصُ الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى سبعمائة ضعف والسيئة بمثلها إلا أن يتجاوز الله عنها. This hadith is related by Bukhari. And the meaning of it, inshallah ta'ala, is the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, if a slave accepts Islam, a slave, a servant of Allah, and all of us are slaves and servants of Allah, either willingly or unwillingly, we are servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ says, if a slave accepts Islam and does good in Islam, then Allah will write all of the good deeds that he did before. Allah will accept all of the good deeds he did before if he accepts Islam and does good in his Islam. And he will wipe away all of his bad deeds that he used to do. And then after that, it says, it comes to the issue where the Prophet ﷺ says that each good deed we do is worth 10 times itself up to 700 times. And each bad deed we do is worth one bad deed, or Allah may forgive it. So after we have accepted Islam, each good deed that we do is worth at least 10 up to 700. And every bad deed we do is only worth one bad deed, unless Allah says that He just forgives it. So alhamdulillah that Allah has been merciful to us and He has blessed us with Islam and He has allowed us that every good deed we do, from as little as saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that it will be worth 10 times itself up to 700 times, and that every bad deed we do is only worth one time. So this is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the people that accept Islam. And the point here is that whoever accepts Islam will have all of his bad deeds wiped away, that he will be forgiven, that his slate will be wiped clean, and he will start anew. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith collected by Imam Muslim,
he was telling one of the companions, أما عملت أن الإسلام يهدم أو يهدم ما كان قبله وأن الهجرة تهدم ما كان قبلها وأن الحج يهدم ما كان قبله. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling one of his companions that had accepted Islam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said that I want to give my hand in bay'ah that I'm accepting Islam, but this bay'ah I'm giving to you ya Rasulullah is conditional that all of my past sins will be forgiven. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then told him, as we quoted in the hadith, didn't you know that Islam wipes away everything that came before it? Didn't you know that Islam wipes away everything that came before it? Didn't you know that Hijrah, migration from the land of the Kufar to the land of the Muslims, wipes away everything that comes before it? Didn't you know that making Hajj wipes away everything that came before it? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us that entering into Islam is among the first things that wipes away the sins. That bearing witness to ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad rasulullah, that this is what wipes away everything that came before it. Now it's just on us to do good deeds after that. So Islam, entering Islam is the first thing that we could do to have our sins forgiven. The next thing in line is believing in and following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to follow his guidance sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we know that the Prophet's guidance is the finest guidance. That following this guidance is to have our sins forgiven. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, commands us in the Quran, say, if indeed you love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you and forgive your sins, and Allah is غفور رحيم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse, rather he tests us in this verse, that if in fact you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah will love us and he will forgive our sins, and Allah is ghafur rahim, the forgiving, the merciful. So this ayah is proof to all of us that to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us of our sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, Ya qawmana ajibu da'ya Allahi wa aminu bih yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum wa I need a mushaf, I can't read the last part of the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, after I say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا قومنا أجيبوا داعي الله وآمنوا به يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويجركم من عذاب أليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the tongue of one of his prophets, O my people, answer the call of the one who's calling to Allah and believe in him, Allah will forgive you your sins and will save you from a painful chastisement. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jazakallahu khairan, it's in Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse number 31, Al-Ahqaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that if we answer the call, and alhamdulillah we have answered the call of the one calling us to Islam, and that's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believe in him, 31, Allah will forgive you your sins and will save you from a painful chastisement. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if we believe in him, believe in the Prophet, then we will have our sins forgiven. And in the other verse, it was specifically relating to following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this one is referring to believing in him. And we said that believing in and following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have you to have your sins forgiven. Just repeating, Islam is the first thing that we can do to have our sins forgiven. And then believing in and following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will have our sins forgiven. And all of us need to have our sins forgiven, and that inshallah, that this reminder that we have here today, we shouldn't take it to be too technical. And I don't know if that's a good way to say it, but that we should take this reminder here today as something to soften our heart. That these group of reminders that we have entitled Purification of the Soul, that the intent of these reminders is to soften our hearts and to get us closer to Allah and to His Jannah, and to keep us away from disobedience to Allah and His Messenger, and keeping us away from the hellfire. So these lessons, these reminders, we should take them as reminders, reminding us what to do in order to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not to get too tied in to a technical thing, as I don't know what to say. Maybe it'll come out inshallah in the future. But we should take these reminders as something to soften our hearts, and not as something so technical as to say it's like this, it's like that, no it's like this, it's like that, no that's like this, no this is like that. But that this should be a reminder to soften our hearts, to make us as Muslims do that which will have our sins forgiven, because we know that the Prophet ﷺ told us, as we mentioned in the beginning, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءُونَ وَخَيْرُ خَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ, that all of the children of Adam are sinners, and the best of the sinners are the repenters. And that brings us to the next thing that can have our sins forgiven, and that is a tawbatun nasuh, or sincere repentance. That repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have our sins forgiven. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Tahrim, Jazakallahu khairan, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha, asa rabbukum an yukaffir ankum sayyatikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, O you who believe in Allah and His Messenger, O you who believe, repent to Allah a sincere repentance. Perhaps Allah will forgive you of your bad deeds. This perhaps, this may be, as we have mentioned earlier, when Allah says, as He says here, perhaps your Lord will forgive you of your bad deeds, that this perhaps, that this may be, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a fact. That yes, Allah will forgive you of your sins if you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith collected by Ibn Majah, At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kaman la zamba lahu. That the repenter of a sin is just like the one who's never committed a sin. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us in His Quran that if we repent a sincere repentance, then He will forgive us of our sins. And that is exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he tells us, that the repenter from a sin is like the one who hasn't committed the sin. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. The next thing that can have us to forgive our sins is generosity or kindness. And the Arabic word used here is samaha. And that reminds me, this book that is the basis of atonement for the sins is called Mukaffarat al-Dhunub fi Dawi al-Qur'an al-Kareem wa Sunnat al-Sahihah al-Mutahhara. Atonement from the sins in the light of the Qur'an, the noble Qur'an, and the authentic Sunnah. And this book is written by Salim al-Hilali. So this is the book that is the basis of our lessons, atonement for sins, and that I'm not the one who designed it, but I took it from this book. And I just added on that which I felt is beneficial to us, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always sent the people from among a people to the of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets from among each people to call the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do the same thing with the people that accepted Islam. He would choose a person from among a people and send them to that people to teach them about Islam. So I just tried to add to this book that which I feel is applicable to my people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a messenger to the people, because they understand the people and they know the people and they live with the people. And inshallah, that the things that we've added that's not from this book is what I feel personally that could help us, being that I'm from among you. So this samaha, or this generosity or kindness, is a way for us to have our sins forgiven. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah An-Nur, verse 22, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, as he says, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. I think I want to use Muhsin Khan for this translation here. Muhsin Khan translates this verse as he says, and let not those among you who are blessed with graces and wealth swear not to give any sort of help to their kinsmen, the poor who beg, and those who left their homes for Allah's cause. Let them pardon and forgive. Do you not love that Allah shall forgive you? And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, showing us, that we should pardon and forgive, and that we should be kind, and to spread and to give from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, from His graces and from His wealth that He has given us, that we should give to our close relatives and to the poor and to the people who are fi sabilillah. So this kindness and this gentleness and this generosity, Allah will have us to have our sins forgiven, as He said, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not love that Allah shall forgive you? And all of us love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall forgive us. So we should take concern with ourselves that we can be kind and generous to the believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تلقت الملائكة روح رجل ممن كان قبلكم فقالوا أعملت من خير شيئا؟ قال كنت آمر فتياني أن ينظروا المعسر ويتجاوزوا عن الموسر. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فتجاوزوا عنه. This hadith is narrated by Bukhari, and the meaning inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that an angel met a man from among the people who came before us, referring to before the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, did you do any good before? He said, I used to command a girl of mine, or a slave girl of mine, or a servant of mine, to be considerate to the people who are having hard times, and to overlook or to pardon the people who have hard times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then I will pardon that person. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving an example of a person who came before us, who was kind, who was generous, and who overlooked the people that had a hard time. Maybe we've loaned a person some money, and we see that that person is having a problem and paying back that money to us. We just overlook it. Akhi, don't worry about it. We see that a person is having some difficulty, that he's not able to meet the needs of his family. We look at that person and we help that person. We be kind to him and we be generous, and we'll be generous to him. And if we are, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be generous to us, and he will pardon us and he will forgive us, as he tells us in this Quran, and as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in this example. Also, among the things that we can do to have our sins forgiven is the performance of good deeds after bad ones. After we have performed a bad deed, if we follow that bad deed up with a good deed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us our sins, as he says in his Quran in Surah Al-Hud, verse number 114, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse in Surah Al-Hud, verse number 114, that good deeds wipe away bad deeds, and that is a reminder for the people who are mindful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse, as he tells us in many verses, that to follow up a bad deed with a good deed is to have our sins forgiven. So each time that we perform a sin, or that we fall into sin, no matter how small it is or how big it is, we should be quick to follow that sin up with a good deed, in order that Allah may forgive us that bad deed that we committed. And this is as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, as he says in authentic hadith, which is in the collection of 40 hadith by Imam An-Nawawi, and we recommend and we encourage each and every one of you to purchase, if you don't have, the book 40 Hadith by Imam An-Nawawi, and to read it as often as you can, even if it's every day, because that book is very important, because Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah has chosen some of the finest hadith that are all basic principles in Islam, that if we read that collection of hadith and we understand it and we practice it and implement it in our lives, inshallah we'll be successful. That hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبَعِ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلَقٍ حَسَنٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fear Allah wherever you are. And this morning, after Fajr, we looked at some of the ayat in the Quran and some of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to fear Him. And fearing Allah is obeying Allah and His Messenger and what they have ordered us to do, and staying away from that which they have prohibited us to do. That which Allah and His Messenger has ordered us to do, we follow, we obey. And that which Allah or His Messenger has ordered us to stay away from, we stay away from. And in mentioning that we obey Allah and we obey his messenger and we stay away from that which they have prohibited us. There's another hadith in 40 hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَتُّوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if I have commanded you to do anything, then do it as much as you're able to. But if I have prohibited you from something, then stay away from it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in this hadith, fear Allah wherever you are. Whether you're in your house and nobody's in there watching you, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're in your workplace, if you're in the masjid, if you're at home or abroad, traveling, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, it will wipe it away. That good deed that we do after the bad deed that we have committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe that bad deed away. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, I command you to follow up a bad deed with a good deed, it will wipe it away. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on and says, as translated, and treat the people with good character. And that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands us in our relationships with the people to be of good character. And the word good character is a broad word and a general word that encompasses many things. But that we should all, as Muslims, try to perfect our character. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands us to treat the people with good character. And that as Muslims, we have to pay a lot of attention to perfecting our character. We haven't just left Jahiliyyah just to be believers and that's it. But we have accepted Islam to do what Allah and His messengers ordered us to do. And among the things that Allah's messenger has ordered us to do is to do good character, to treat the people with good character. And good character can't be overemphasized in Islam because it has a very important part in Islam. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in an authentic hadith, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَا مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I have only been sent in order to teach or to perfect good character. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam character was, as Aisha explained, the Qur'an. That the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Qur'an. That if we read the Qur'an and we reflect on the Qur'an as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do, then we can see the perfect character of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says, describing the character of the Prophet, إِنَّكَ He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Noon about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's in verse number 4, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He says, certainly you are on a magnificent character. So the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest character of humanity, and he is the greatest of humanity sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked in an authentic hadith, Ayyu nasi khair, who is the best of mankind? And he said, Ana wal-ladhina ma'i ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ عَلَى الْأَثَرِ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ عَلَى الْأَثَرِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied when he was asked, who is the best of mankind? He said, I am. And those who are with me, referring to his companions, and then the people who are on what they were on, and then the people who were on what they were on. And that's just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith, which is in Bukhari and Muslim, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. That the best of mankind is my generation, and then those that follow them, and then those that follow them. We have to always work on our character. And working on our character is very important, as we begin with one of the verses in Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, worship Allah and don't commit shirk in Him, and do and be kind to your parents. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is following up worship to Allah, establishing the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying from the shirk. He began it with وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and being kind to your parents, to show that this character, that perfecting our character, is coming second to belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establishing the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from the shirk. That right after that is good character. And among the most important things of good character is being kind to our parents. Whether our parents are believers or disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to be kind to them, so long as they don't order us to commit shirk in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also, as Imam Dawood is teaching the class, Al-Aqidatul Wasatiyya by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, when he wrote his thesis detailing the Aqidah of the Muslims, the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Aqidah of the Firqatul Najiyah, the Aqidah of the Ta'ifatul Mansura, the Aqidah of the Salafus Salih, the Aqidah of Ahlul Hadith, when Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah detailed the Aqidah of the people who followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, he followed it up with having good character. If you believe like this, then you'd have the good character. Because the people who believe the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions believe, they're on guidance. And those people on guidance have good character. So we should be mindful, extremely mindful, and very conscious, and always watching ourselves, that we try to perfect our character. That this is what I was trying to hint at when I was saying, let's not try to make everything very technical and pointing the finger. And really making a dividing line. This brother's out of it, this brother's on it, like that. But we should be conscious and to be concerned about our character. That these lessons, that these reminders that we're having here, inshallah, is to soften our hearts. To help us to perfect our character. To help us to have our sins forgiven. To help us enter the Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved for his righteous believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to tell us that giving the salams and speaking was sitting among his companions, a man entered in and said, Assalamu alaikum. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 10. The next man came in and said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 20. And the third man that came in said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 30. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining to us that to say Assalamu alaikum is 10 blessings. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And that to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah is 20 blessings. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And that to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh is worth 30 blessings. Just wait till after the van and then we'll complete this inshallah ta'ala. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. 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 لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله. اللهم ربي هذه الدعوة الثانية والصلاة القائمة على محمد الصديق والصديق والشهداء المقام المحمود. بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد. Back to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is إِنَّ مِن مُجِبَاتِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ بَذْلَ السَّلَامِ وَحُسْنَ الْكَلَامِ. That from the things that necessitate the sins being forgiven is spreading the salam and speaking kindly, or good speech. So we were saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that hadith where the people came into him and said, Salaamu alaykum, and Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed, rather encouraged the believers to give the more complete salam of Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, because of the blessings in it. There is more blessings in saying Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh than it is for saying Assalamu alaykum. So we should be mindful. I noticed that many of the brothers only say Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum. Wa alaykum assalam. That some of us, rather all of us, should be conscious of trying to get more good deeds on our side. And all we have to do is just add Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And giving the salam, whether it's in its complete form or it's in just the beginning form of Assalamu alaykum, that just Assalamu alaykum is among the things that necessitates a person's sins being forgiven. So to say Assalamu alaykum is to have our sins forgiven, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and he also went on to say, and good speech. So giving the salams and good speech is that which has our sins forgiven. As we began when we mentioned the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslah lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse, O you who believe, fear Allah and say qawlan sadida. This qawl and sadida, speaking the truth or word to the point, some of the mufassirun have explained that this qawl and sadida is the saying La ilaha illallah. So this saying of La ilaha illallah is definitely among good speech, to say La ilaha illallah and to call the people to La ilaha illallah. And Allah goes on to say, we will improve your condition and forgive you of your sins. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and ending up, إِنَّ مِن مُجِبَاتِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ بَذْلَ السَّلَامِ وَحُسْنَ الْكَلَامِ. That among the things that necessitate the sins being forgiven is spreading the salam and good speech. So all of us should be mindful of what we heard today, that Islam, believing in and following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sincere repentance, generosity and kindness, the performance of good deeds after bad deeds, giving the salam and good speech, that each and one of these things listed, all of them, if we do them, we will have our sins forgiven. This is what we had to present today. If there was any good in what we presented, then it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there was anything wrong, then it's from me and my own weakness. And I'm not running from the blame, but I'm open to be corrected. And inshallah, I want to be among those who accept the corrections. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.